Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, October the 2nd, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. First Monday in the month of October, first program we're doing in the month of October here this morning. And enjoy the nice weather. We're going to have it until Thursday. And then Thursday beyond, we're going to get a little bit of a cold snap here. If you are just tuning in, we gave a little bit of fascinating knowledge there in hour number one. How fast does your hair grow every month? Half an inch is the correct answer. Now, I got that from the person who cut my hair on Saturday. Just out of the blue, they said that. And I thought that's fascinating information and something we need to impart to the listening audience. Now, things we talked about in hour number one here, the Busy Bee Convenience Store is opened as of Saturday. That's where Certified used to be over on Main Street. So we thank Kevin Griffith for that particular information, opened up on Saturday. I about ran over Santa Claus on Friday, leaving the station Friday afternoon. He was in the middle of the street. What can you do? Pedestrians always have the right of way, I guess. Mary Ellen Withrow's birthday today. Happy birthday to Mary Ellen. Hope she's having a great day. Got to see a lot of homecoming photos this past weekend from people who go to River Valley. Very nice photos. Glad all the kids, hopefully all the kids and everybody involved had a great time at homecoming. Got a gift for... Now, if the people are listening in the doctor's office who normally listen, we got a gift for you. The person with the autistic child who I met at the Grandview Garage Sales. We have a package that was delivered for you from Florida. So we'll set up a time for you to pick that up, but just let me know that you know that we're talking about this. 740-751-4038, that you have got the information so we can get this to you as soon as possible. Talked about the haircut and the half inch of hair growth every month. Isn't it nice that we're on in Florida every morning? I think that's nice. Let's see here. Talked about the Friday night show. Did anybody hear the Friday night show with Opal Covey calling in and singing happy birthday to Matt and Emily and Maddie Landon coming in with the pumpkin pie because Matt does not like cake? And Emily burning her finger, trying to light the candles on the 20th birthday cake. You know, it was a program. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you listened to that particular program. We were having a lot of fun on Friday night. I will say that. Veered off into a weird conversation, which is not unusual on the Friday night show. And, of course, Carrington will be back this Friday. She was on vacation last Friday. The big Ohio State game with Maryland is coming up this Saturday. I'll be at that game with a guest at the behest of Buckeye Guy and the tailgate and everything that's going to go on. Going to be a chilly day, but that's a football Saturday here in Ohio. Let's see here. Well, here's an interesting thing. One of the other jobs that I work at, I recently passed a milestone at that job. You know, being there a certain amount of time. And I get this catalog in the mail saying, thank you for your service here for this amount of time. Pick out a gift. Now, there are a lot of gifts in this book. As a matter of fact, I should have brought the gift book in here with me. But a lot of them are female gifts, and a lot of them, you would say, are male gifts. Now, I have no idea what to pick from this book, because really the gifts that are for males are really nothing that I would want. I mean, it's nothing particularly of interest to me, but there are some gifts in there that you would give to a female that I think are particularly nice. And with the holidays coming up, this could be a very nice thing. But, you know, I don't, is that re-gifting if you do that? I don't know if that's re-gifting or not. Because it's a brand new item, and it's not like you got it as a gift. You got it for service for a period of time. And I know who I would give this to. It's like some very nice bracelets and very nice necklaces. I even think they have earrings in there. But very, you know, high dollar, high end stuff. But I don't know if that's re-gifting or not. Is that re-gifting? Does anybody have a problem with re-gifting? Because clearly I'm not going to wear any of that jewelry if I get it. So, of course, I would have to pass it on to somebody else. Does anybody have a thought on that? 740-751-4038. 19 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Well, those are the heavy-hitting topics here this morning. Can you give a gift to somebody else that you got for a certain purpose? But here's the thing. Here's why I think it's not re-gifting. Because if I get the gift for the purpose of giving it to the girl, isn't that just like buying them a gift? Because it's not like somebody gave the gift to me and I didn't want it, so I'm passing it on to somebody else. It's that I'm getting it with that person in mind. So I think that's very nice. I don't know. Anybody have any thoughts? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So that's the big thing for being at a job for a certain period of time. Oh, and I did want to mention this. I got asked to do another talk show, be a guest on another talk show. And, you know, I don't know. To be honest with you, I like doing talk shows. I'm not sure that I like being a guest on another talk show. I really don't have all that much to say as a guest. Now, as a host, I can come on here every morning and talk about things till I'm blue in the face. How fast does a hair grow? Does hair grow every month? So says the person who cut my hair. But to be honest with you, I don't know. To me, I don't think I have anything to say on a talk show. So I'll probably thank the person for inviting me on. But to be honest with you, there's really not much to say. I don't have that much of a story to tell. So there you go. But it was nice to be asked, and I'll let you know how that turns out. I have often found that people who do interviews don't really like to be interviewed. You know, it was kind of fun yesterday. I was talking to a girl, and I was asking her a lot of questions about, you know, what does she do with her spare time? She said she went out and ate with her friends. Where do you go out and eat with your friends? You know, because I am generally curious about everything. It doesn't have to be on the radio. It doesn't have to be a formal interview for me to be curious about things. And I think she felt like I was interrogating her. We got a good laugh out of it. But, you know, that's just how I am in real life. I'm curious about everything. I want to know why. And you know, it's not for any nefarious purpose. It's just because I want to know why. I want to know how things got to be the way they are. All right. Does anybody have anything to say? Oh, by the way, we didn't get a government shutdown, so thank goodness for that, I guess. Well, it depends on how you stood on it. Maybe you wanted the government shut down. Maybe you didn't. Who knows? But the government shutdown did not happen, so I know that made a lot of people happy, and I guess we'll go from there. Phone lines are open, 23 minutes past the hour here. Anything on your mind this morning? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, again, I thought we might get some feedback on the re-gifting thing. Again, I don't think if you order the gift for the person that it's re-gifting. I think it's just getting them a gift. But who knows? Does anybody have any opinions on this game this coming Saturday that I'll be a part of, the Ohio State-Maryland game? Maryland's undefeated. And although I'm an Ohio State alumni, and I certainly support Ohio State, I feel that coming off the Notre Dame game, playing a team that's undefeated like Maryland, they're very hungry, I think they might be able to pull this off, Maryland. You know, I don't know. I know Ohio State is favored, but I don't know if they can beat Maryland. By that point, I probably won't even be conscious anymore because this tailgate starts early in the morning. And with all the food and all the former players and the cool weather, I'll probably be, you know, who knows. But I don't know. I don't know. I think Maryland has a chance. And all these people who say Maryland does not have a chance, I think they're wrong. I think that's much like saying Notre Dame did not have a chance. And although Notre Dame did not win the game, they certainly did have a chance. So any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, here recently, we have not had much of a chance to really play any games, do any trivia, do anything like that. So I thought this morning I would leave some time, 25 minutes past the hour here, where we could do some Family Feud, I guess, here this morning. Now, this is an interesting category considering the topic I was just talking about re-gifting and who do you get gifts for and all that sort of thing. Now, there are five answers here. Now, here's the category. Name gifts to surprise a person you know. So basically, gifts. What kind of gifts do you get a person you know? Five answers on the list. Does anybody have any guesses here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. What kind of gifts do you get them? Five answers on the board here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift you get somebody to surprise them. A person you know. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I think it's time, Scott, to honor one of the individuals who recently passed away that you talked to on the air. Can you imagine which person that is?
Bob Barker, I'm going to guess.
Yes, and I remember announcing that Johnny Olson had passed away while I was in radio. You were very, very young at the time. You had been part of this world. So, yeah. I apologize to Johnny Olson up there in heaven. You know, I think he's from West Virginia. He's kind of from our neck of the woods. Because nobody can say this like he can, but I'm going to try. You ready?
Go ahead.
And tell them what they can win, Johnny. A new car! Yes, it's the new Chevy Chevette. It'll drive you happy.
It's probably not there, but I thought I would do my impersonation nonetheless.
Well, it was a good impersonation to hear on a Monday morning. And it is it's the number one answer. New car is the number one answer. But I'm
have some rather prosperous friends, Scott.
Well, that's
the new car is like $18,000.
Well, that's what I thought, because to be honest with you, the category
lowest cost is like $18,000. Average is like $40,000.
Well, the category here basically just said name a gift to surprise somebody you know. And car is number one. But whatever.
Maybe
guess
it's like a matchbox car or a model car. None of my friends have enough money to surprise me with a new car. They did.
You know, I don't think that's what the insinuation is here. But
a new Tesla, Scott? Do you think I should owe you that much appreciation because you mentioned you like the Teslas, and I kind of like them also.
Yes, it'd be nice. Well, you know, I think I would get somebody a car if I liked them enough. I haven't liked anybody enough to get them a car, but you never know. Hope springs eternal for the future.
Maybe a Vicky car record.
Well, you never know, but a new car is number one on the list, so started strong.
Having had enough coffee, I thought I would try out the vocal cords, and I don't think I do too bad. The new announcer on The Price is Right is so lame. No one beats these game show announcers from the 70s and the 80s. They're just one of a kind.
Well, you landed this one. Thanks, Adam.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, new car is number one on the list. Now, isn't that amazing? A new car. Now, who is getting somebody a new car? I guess I could get somebody a new car, but I haven't really liked anybody that much enough to get them a new car. So there you go, new car, number one on the list. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. 29 minutes past an hour. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, number one on the list. 30 people said new car. Can you imagine that? Four other answers on the list. What are they? Everything's kind of anticlimactic after a new car, isn't it? Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car comes in at number one on the list. So what kind of other gift would you get somebody you know? Four other answers on the list here today. And the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the other four answers? You know, and new car was as strong as the number one answer. 30 people said a new car. Can you believe that? Four other answers, though. Now, it's interesting because some of these other answers are things that I could order for this milestone anniversary at another job that I could do. They're not offering a new car, but that's the way it goes. So does anybody have a guess out there? 740-751-4038. Name a gift to surprise someone you know. New car, number one on the list. What are the other four answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any idea when it comes to the gift-giving category here today? Go ahead, caller.
Have I been the only person who's called you today, Scott?
We got Mary out there who sent me a message on Facebook. It's a slow Monday morning. You know what? It's October. People are easing into it now.
Okay, well, you mentioned, like, gender-specific presents. So I'll just say jewelry. That certainly would be oftentimes. I mean, there is unisex jewelry, but often that's a male or female slant. And jewelry is kind of a surprising gift. And you don't know if someone's actually going to wear it or not.
Jewelry ended up at number five on the list.
I don't usually do this well, do I, Scott? I made one answer I thought for sure was almost like a gag answer. I just was kind of honoring someone who recently passed away and previous people you've had on, like Monty Hall, etc. Jewelry is kind of an obvious, boring answer, but you kind of surprised jewelry is five and a new car is number one.
Well, you know, I think people would probably rather have a new car than jewelry, but I guess it depends on who you are.
I'd rather have a new car.
There you go.
Okay, well, hopefully someone else will call.
We'll see if anybody else is awake. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The category this morning, name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, number one. Jewelry, number five. Now, 30 people said a new car. 11 people said jewelry. But there are still three in the middle here. Who's going to get the three in the middle? Name a gift to surprise a person you know. This is the category. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. New car, number one. 30 people said new car. Jewelry, number five. 11 people said jewelry. What are the other three answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, some mornings are feast and some mornings are famine. This morning seems to be a little bit more of a famine morning. You know, but once we get into October, it stays dark so late in the morning. I think people have a little trouble getting up and moving in the morning, to be honest with you. I know when I get up in the morning, it's dark at this particular point of the year, so it takes a little bit of time to get the engine revving. And also, it's a little cooler in the mornings. Even though we're going to have these warm temperatures this week, it's a little colder in the morning. A little chilly, as they say. C-H-I-L-L-Y. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car number one, jewelry number five. Go ahead, caller.
What's your question, Scott?
Name a gift to surprise a person you know.
How about a trip, a vacation trip?
No vacation on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, Scott, do you know if that Marion Diner is closed?
Well, last I passed by there, yes, they were closed, and I think they were even for sale.
Okay, and did Denny's open?
Denny's has not opened yet, to my knowledge. When I passed by there, I believe Friday night, they were not open.
Yeah, when I click on these boxes, Denny's is closing a bunch of their restaurants, and I didn't know if that was it, and Cracker Barrel. I don't know if they're closing a bunch or all of them. There's so many restaurants that are closing.
Well, I think a lot of this take-home stuff, you know, it's interesting. You can now buy Wendy's chili in the grocery store.
Oh, you can?
You can. It's a little pricey, but, yeah, you can buy Wendy's chili in the grocery store.
Yeah, I know Rite Aid is closing some. Walgreens did a while back. CVS, I don't know, is closing a lot of them. I think because they had to lock everything up, and they've decided, I know Target has pulled out of those areas, like, was it Oregon, the ones that had all that stuff? They're pulling up. They give all these groceries and all these restaurants and stuff, you know, that, you know, in trouble are going to be closing, and Target was closing quite a few, too.
It's interesting. Going to see how things come along. Well, the Goodwills are still opening, so we can still go thrifting out there.
Well, maybe they'll be the only ones open.
It could be. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the category, name a gift to surprise a person you know. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, number one on the list. 30 people said new car. And jewelry was number five on the list. 11 people said jewelry. But there are still three answers in the middle here. Does anybody know what those three answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. This is the category. A gift to surprise a person you know. I guess I'm just going to start giving out cars. I'm going to find somebody I like a whole lot, give them a car, bypass the whole thing. Go ahead, caller.
Let's just say clothing.
Clothing's number two on the list. You got it. Clothing comes in at number two on the list. I always like clothes as a gift. Clothes are not something I particularly go out and buy myself very often. So it's nice when somebody gets you clothing. Clothing number two on the list. All right. Go ahead, caller.
I bought a new phone this day and age. That's pretty big.
Phones are popular. No phone on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. No phone on the list here today. I think we're all kind of waking up together here this morning now. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. A gift to surprise a person you know. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. I know gift card. I'll just say gift card. I had something else, but I'll just say gift card.
The worst gift you can give somebody, a gift card. Number three on the list.
Okay.
I am just not a gift card person. Have never been a gift card person. And I don't care what. You could make me something homemade, and I would like it better than a gift card. I don't know why that is. I don't know. It's just a thought thing. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, clothes, gift card, jewelry. Those are the answers on the list so far. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I'm going to say out to dinner. That's what I had.
No out to dinner on the list. No out to dinner on the list here today. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, clothes, gift card, jewelry. Number four is still on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. New car was number one. 30 people said a new car. Clothes was number two. 25 people said clothes. Gift card was three. 20 people said gift card. Woo, why would you want a gift card? And jewelry was number five. 11 people said jewelry. Number four is still on the list with 39 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about concert tickets to your favorite performer, Taylor Swift?
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you, those are a hot item. Not on the list, but it would make Carrington happy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. No Taylor Swift tickets on the list here today. Name a gift to surprise someone you know. Car, number one. Clothes, two. Gift card, three. Jewelry, five. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a TV.
No TV on the list. No TV on the list here today. Name a gift to surprise someone you know. Car was number one, clothes were two, gift card was three, jewelry was five. What is the number four answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The last answer is always the hardest to get when we do this. Jewelry. Number five, probably more of a female gift there. Gift cards could go either way. That was number three. Clothes could go either way. That's number two. New car, clearly that could go either way. That was number one on the list. What is number four? 41 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Our little game. A family feud here this morning, 41 minutes past the hour. Who's going to come up with the correct final answer? Who used to say final answer? Was that Regis on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I think that's where it was always. What is your final answer? Name a gift to surprise a person you know. We've got the new car, the clothes, the gift card, and the jewelry. But there is still one answer left. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a day at the spa.
No day at the spa. No day at the spa on the list here today. Name a gift to surprise someone you know. New car, clothes, gift card, and jewelry. Still one answer left to go. Does anybody have it? 42 minutes left to past the hour. 18 minutes left to go in the big broadcast here this morning. Name a gift to surprise someone you know. New car, clothes, gift card, jewelry. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did you finish the one you had last week about the food, like, George Cosotas? or somebody. You had restaurants or something.
Oh yeah, I was asking. I don't think anybody ever answered those. No.
Okay, I tell you, I'm getting old. I can't think of my a watch. Maybe a watch.
A watch. No watch on the list, but a good guess.
Okay. No watch on the list here today. Name a gift to surprise somebody you know. We've got new car, clothes, gift card, and jewelry on the list here today. One answer still left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yeah, last week we had some questions. We've asked these questions before, but they're fun to ask. What was George Kasotis' restaurant known for, food-wise? We never got the answer to that. And what was Turop's known for downtown? What kind of food? If you want to throw those answers in today, feel free. 740-751-4038. 44 minutes past the hour here. 16 minutes left to go before the top of the hour. Who's going to come in with a hot answer here and finish off this category? Name a gift to surprise a person you know. As I say, new car ran away with the number one answer. 30 people said new car. Clothes was strong at 2. All right, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to say, George, didn't he have that drink? I don't know if it was called La Baca or something.
He might have, but that wasn't the main thing he was known for. There was a main dish at his restaurant that he was known for.
So out of the two, that wasn't one? Because he's all the time talking about that. I don't know if it's like a shake. It's the ice cream or something.
Well, it has to do with ice cream, but it's not really a shake. But that is one of the two.
Okay, I'll get off here.
Okay.
Yeah, there were two, really, that George was known for. Two dishes. But it wasn't a shake. And George Turoff over at Turoff's also had something they were known for. So we'll see how that all shakes out here. 740-751-4038. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, number one, 30 people. Clothes was number two, 25 people. Gift card, 3, 20 people. Jewelry, number 5, 11 people said that. What's our missing answer here? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Did that Turoff's have something to do with a pie?
Yes, Turoff's was the pie. The cream pies over at Turoff's. Coconut cream pie or banana cream pie.
Okay, it just seemed like it was a pie. Okay.
Yep, you got it.
The pies over at Turoff's. You could never go wrong with a pie over at Turoff's, whether it be coconut cream pie or banana cream pie. And our family feud category, which is still up here going strong, name a gift to surprise someone you know. New car, clothes, gift card, and jewelry are the answers we have. But there's still one answer left to go. Is anybody going to slide in and get that answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And the other question sliding around out there. When George Kasotis was in business, there were two main dishes at his restaurant that were very, very popular. What were they? And the same number is available to answer that question as well. 740-751-4038. 67 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area today, October 2nd, 2023. Birthday of Mary Ellen Withrow. Name a gift to surprise a person you know.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Did you have a smartphone answered?
Yes, no smartphone on the list.
Okay.
No smartphone on the list here today. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. Car number one, clothes two, gift card, jewelry. One answer left.
Go ahead, caller.
You're going to have all the
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hold on. Steamboat Round.
No, Steamboat Round was actually down at the Harding Hotel, but that's a good guess.
That's a good guess.
Not Steamboat Round. Steamboat Round was actually down at the Harding Hotel. Steve Bomas used to do Steamboat Round. But we're talking about the two dishes that George Kasotis was famous for. 740-751-4038. All right. In our Family Feud category, name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, clothes, gift card, and jewelry. Still one answer left here. That's number 4 on the list. 740-751-4038. Tour Ops was known for their cream pies, banana cream, coconut cream. And George Kasotis was known for two dishes, one of which did have to deal with ice cream.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a pet.
Not a pet, but a good guess.
No pets on our particular Family Feud list here today. All right, 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about, was it baklava and ice cream or something like that?
Yeah, baklava sundae, ice cream and baklava and honey. That's one of the dishes. Do you remember the other one?
No, I don't. I remember him talking about that, and I'm trying to think of the other one, but I can't think of that one.
Keep thinking. We got 10 minutes left.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, one of George's famous dishes, of course, was the baklava sundae. But what was the other famous one? It was the baklava sundae and something else. 740-751-4038. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, clothes, gift card, jewelry. One answer left to go. Who's going to get it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, in the other category, we've got George Turoff. George Turoff's famous dish over at Turoff's were the cream pies, banana cream, coconut cream. And at George Kasotis' place, it was the baklava sundae, but there was also something else. What was it?
Go ahead, caller.
A bottle of wine.
Not a bottle of wine, but a good guess.
Not a bottle of wine, but certainly not a bad guess. I'm certain George probably did have a bottle of wine or two over at his restaurant. Not a bottle of wine. What was George Kasotis' other famous dish at his restaurant besides the baklava sundae? And in our Family Feud category here, maybe bottle of wine was a guess here too. Bottle of wine's not on this list either. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. One is new car, two is clothes, three is a gift card. Four is jewelry, but there's still one answer left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the missing answer here? Number 4 on the list. What is it? Well, maybe this person knows. All right, we can only hope.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm just going to say chocolate, candy.
No chocolate on the list.
No chocolate on the list here today. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, clothes, gift card, and jewelry. One answer left to go. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. 52 minutes past the hour, 8 minutes left to go. Or, what was George Kasotis' other famous dish in his restaurants besides the old baklava sundae? Baklava sundae was one of them. But what was the other? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try a cake birthday party.
No cake or birthday party.
No cake or birthday party. You see, Friday night, during the Friday night show with Matt's birthday, we had to forego the cake because he is not a fan of cake.
Go ahead, caller.
Is number four on the list some flowers?
Not flowers, but a good guess.
Not flowers, but not a bad guess. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, clothes, gift card, jewelry. One answer left to go. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. 6 minutes left in the big broadcast here today. Who's going to get number four on the list? 740-751-4038. Goodness gravy.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try perfume.
Not perfume. Good guess.
No perfume on the list here today. Boy, oh boy, as we approach that bewitching hour coming up here, top of the hour. 6 minutes left to go. We don't have the answer yet. Name a gift to surprise a person you know. New car, clothes, gift card, and jewelry. All on the list, but one answer we do not have yet. 30 people said new car. 25 people said clothes. 20 people said a gift card. 11 people said jewelry. What was the number four answer? And I tell you, you better start guessing heavy because we're under 5 minutes at this point. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's say money.
Money, that is the answer. Number four on the list.
Oh, it is.
Yes, it is. You got it.
I thought it was something stupid, and I thought, well, money.
You got it. Thanks.
Everybody likes that. Okay.
All right. Name a gift to surprise the person you know. New car, clothes, gift card, money, and jewelry. All right. Well, you know what? We've got 5 minutes left, but we might be able to get this within 5 minutes. So get ready. Here we go. Name an animal that starts with the letter E. E. As in, I don't want to say any of the names of these animals, but eager. Name an animal that starts with the letter E. There are only four of them. Get it. 740-751-4038. 4 minutes
left to go. Go ahead, caller.
Elephant.
Elephant number one on the list.
Elephant number one on our list today. Name an animal that starts with the letter E. Starts with the letter E. Three left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Elephant.
Just got elephant.
Eagle.
Eagle's number two.
All right, we've got half of them now. Eagle is number two on the list. Name an animal that starts with the letter E. We've got an elephant, and we've got an eagle. 3 minutes left to go, and two answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Eagle's
number two on the list. You got it.
Eagle's number two on the list. Sounds like we've got some young listeners out there. I like that. Name an animal that starts with the letter E. Elephant and eagle. Still two left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say an elk.
No elk on the list.
No elk on the list here today. Name an animal that starts with the letter E. Still two left to go here.
Go ahead, caller.
Did you get all of the E animals?
No, two left.
Emu?
Emu. Yes, emu's number four on the list. You got it.
Hot diggity dog.
Emu, number four on the list. Now we're down to one answer and 2 minutes left to go. Name an animal that starts with the letter E. I knew we could knock this category out.
Go ahead, caller.
This might be a little fishy, Scott. How about eel?
Eel is number three. You got it.
Eel is there, but elk isn't.
Yep.
Well, all I could say is, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
All right. We got them all. How about that? That only took about a minute and a half. Name an animal that starts with the letter E. We got elephant, eagle, eel, and emu. How about that?
Go ahead, caller.
Well, they must have heard that we got them all. Yes, name an animal that starts with the letter E. Elephant, eagle, eel, and emu. Those were the four. How about that? Less than a minute to go here in the program today.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, for George, I'm going to say meatloaf. Let's just guess, meatloaf.
Not meatloaf, but that's a good guess.
No meatloaf. Now, that's the answer we still have out there. What was George Kasotis' other famous dish? He had the baklava sundae, but there was something else that he had that he was very well known for. I think to this day, somewhat, he's still asked to cater this dish, even at 91 years old. How about that? Well, we want to wish Mary Ellen Withrow a very happy birthday today. Wish everybody a very happy Monday, month of October. Hope everything's going well. With 20 seconds left to go, we'll get one more call in here.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it like along the, you know, meat? Is it something like meat?
No meat, no.
Oh, okay.
All right, no meat, and unfortunately, we are out of time today. Think about it tonight for this day. This is Scott Spears heading
the place
for the
guest, like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. What do you? How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up